House Bill 1172.
Mr. Chairman and members of the committee, good morning.
Morning.
My name is Representative Barry Jensen, District 26, and I bring you House Bill 1172, which speaks to the duration and the signing requirements for weight limitations on overloaded vehicles. South Dakota has done a great job, I believe, in the past couple of years here in trying to restrict overload vehicles on our roads. And 1172 is an effort to further refine the law as it speaks to overweight vehicles and weight restrictions on our roads. 1172 really addresses two issues, I think, that are probably of most importance here. There is some housekeeping in the bill, but really two issues stand out here. As most of you probably know, February 15th to April 30th is when weight restrictions are put on our highways here in South Dakota. And even though those dates are good, they may not fit every situation. And we have times in this state when the frost may not be out of the ground in the northwest corner of this, or northeast corner of the state, and in the southwest corner, the frost has already gone out of the road. So out of the ground. So I think there are situations where we may need to increase the date or decrease the dates at which we put these weight restrictions on. And this bill attempts to do that. The second issue that it addresses is the signage required on county roads when weight restrictions are put on. The present law says that the signage has to be put up at the end of each stretch of road, as well as every intersection in between. Now, most counties don't do that, quite frankly. And what the bill does is change that every intersection to those intersections which are of most significance. And in the past year, we did have a lawsuit here, which I think will be referred to by some other testimony here. But there's those two issues. It does allow counties, townships, road districts to extend the date of which weight restrictions are put on roads. And also it speaks to the signage required by counties as to those weight restrictions. With that, I'll let some others testify in regards to the bill here.
Okay, for the proponents of House Bill 1172.
Mr. Chairman and members of the committee, I'm Dick Howard with the County Commissioners Association. Representative Jensen talked about a recent lawsuit, and I'm going to just hand out a very brief memorandum from the judge on the issue. I want the record to note that I am here once again protecting civil penalties for overweight vehicles for the school children of South Dakota.
Well, good to know that, sir.
Yes. This issue is brought forth on behalf of the counties as a result of this lawsuit, which was dismissed in Brookings County during this past year. As Representative Jensen said, there were two issues. One was the signing of the particular road, and the other was the fact that it was past April 30th. This violation occurred on May 10th, and it occurred on a county road. A very overloaded vehicle, and someone can testify to the facts of the case, but came off of a township road onto a county road and was apprehended by the highway patrol. It went to court, and the judge threw it out. And the issue here is that the law that allows the state, the counties, townships, road districts to impose weight restrictions on their highways just requires that there be a sign at the beginning and end of the highway segment. That's the one that authorizes them. That's 32.14.6, which is one of the sections that we're amending here. The section that actually makes it a criminal offense, which is 32.22.25, says that it shall be posted at the beginning, the end, and at intersecting points. And the judge interpreted that to mean that it has to be posted at every intersecting road, which would be totally infeasible for counties, townships, the state to put signs at every intersecting road, and every, it could also be interpreted every approach to the road. So what we're proposing here is that, the judge also said that someone should go to the legislature and find out what they intended and clarify the inconsistencies that currently exist in the state law. So that's what we're attempting to do, is to clarify that. The bill itself, section one, deals with the time that is allowed for the overweight restrictions. Currently it says that the loading shall be reduced during the period of February 15th to April 30th, and the proper highway authority responsible for the maintenance, that would be the county commissioners on a county road, the Department of Transportation on a state highway, etc. Right now, they have the authority shall set reduced load limits during this period and may increase, lessen, or remove these restrictions. We're proposing to add or extend the time period if highway conditions warrant. So, as Representative Jensen said, there are a lot of times that we have a late spring and the roads are still soft and subject to a lot of damage beyond April 30th. So this would allow it to be extended beyond April 30th. Section 2 of the bill deals with the signs on the highway segment, which is has the weight restrictions. As I said, the currently 32.22.25 says that notice, look at line 10, notice of any restriction under this section shall be given by placing, the current language is at the beginning and end and at points of intersection. We're proposing to change that so it reads almost identical to the language in the sections dealing with putting signs up for bridges when you have weight restrictions on bridges. We're proposing that it be changed to read that the notice of any restriction shall be given by placing at each end of that section of highway on which the allowable weight limit is reduced and at points of intersection as deemed necessary by the proper highway authority. Proper highway authority being, as I said before, the county on county roads and et cetera. The last page of the handout that I gave you is the 32.22.47 is the language dealing with putting signs up for bridges. And basically what it says is that the appropriate highway, it's the last page of the handout, that the proper highway authority shall erect and maintain at both entrances of any bridge and may, where they deem necessary, erect and maintain at the nearest road intersection a conspicuous sign, etc. So we're proposing that the language dealing with the highway be the same way. It would be at the beginning, at the end, and at intersecting points as deemed necessary by the proper highway authorities, which would be the main intersecting roads and not at every intersection. Section 3 of the bill again deals with the duration of the limits. Currently, 32.14.6 allows the local authorities to impose weight restrictions in line 19 for a period, total period not to exceed 90 days in any one calendar year. We're proposing to strike that, and it would then be that such prohibitions would be under the jurisdiction of the proper highway authority. Could be extended for whatever period of time by reason of physical condition, rain, snow, or other climatic conditions. So again, it gives the the authorities, it gives the authority to extend the time period for whatever time period the road needs to be protected with the load limits. So that's what the bill does, Mr. Chairman, and it did pass the House committee, I think 11-0, and on the House floor 66-0. So
okay. Other questions for Mr. Howard? Seeing none, thank you.
Okay. Thank you.
Are there further proponents for House Bill 1172?
Good morning, Mr. Chairman and members of the committee. My name is Ted Egebrotten, and I presently serve as the Brookings County Highway Superintendent. And I guess I'm part of the reason we are here today to look at or change some laws pertaining to the overweights and the posting of our road systems. Due to a violation of the weight limit restrictions on one of the Brookings County roads, it became necessary for this Mr. Clyde Calhoun, Brookings County State's Attorney, and myself to go to court. Because of a late spring thaw, the road restrictions went beyond the normal time frame, which ends in April of 30th. On May 10th, I received a call from a Madera Township supervisor in Brookings County indicating that a contractor was hauling down one of our posted roads and was damaging the township roads along with the county system. And I proceeded to the area and checked out the damage and then proceeded to call the Highway Patrol for assistance. The Highway Patrol responded real well. They were there within minutes. We did have one truck stopped. We weighed this truck, and the violation amounted to about $3,300. So he was grossly overweight on a 6-ton posted road. On October 11th, Mr. Calhoun and I went to court on this violation. The Honorable Judge Tim Tucker dismissed this violation due to the codified law, which read the posting of signs shall be given at the beginning, end, and end point of intersections. This road was posted at each end of the four-mile stretch, but was not posted on the township road that they were entering the system. You do have the judge's opinion in front of you, which does state some changes that need to be made in House Bill 1172, I think, takes care of those changes. And I would value that you take serious consideration to these laws changes in House Bill 1172 in help in protecting all the roads of South Dakota. They are one of our valuable lifelines, and we need to do what we can to protect what we do have. I would hate to see our systems damaged due to lack of consideration on everybody's part, and that we need to work together to preserve our highway system. And I thank you for the opportunity to address this committee on this important issue, and would hopefully consider that you would back this House bill.
Questions from the committee? Thank you, Senator Dietrich.
Welcome, Ted. It's good to see you here. When you stopped into Arnie's room, I didn't realize you were going to be testifying today.
Thank you.
Ted, a few years ago, we had an extremely wet summer. Could you envision, if we passed this, that we could have load limits for the entire summer in a situation like that? As you recall, what, 5 or 6 years ago, or we just seemed like every week we had a couple inches of rain?
No, Larry, Senator Dietrich, I don't envision that happening. I do envision it going beyond April 30th at some length in different years. Our normal years, no, it does not go beyond that. But last year, we did have that opportunity to extend it further because of the late spring. And I don't see that that would be of any necessity to do posting throughout the summer.
Further questions? Thank you, sir.
Thank you.
Are there further proponents for House Bill 1172?
Mr. Chairman, members of the committee, I'm Gail Brock with the South Dakota Association of Towns and Townships, and we support this legislation for all of the reasons that have already been said here today. Thank you.
Okay. Questions? Thank you, Gail. Are there further proponents for House Bill 1172?
Good morning, Chairman and members of the committee. My name is Ronald Vandenberg. I'm Highway Superintendent for Hyde County. I'm also President of the South Dakota Superintendents Association. I would like to testify on some dollar amounts. Hand County and I, with the way it is, we put up 134 signs, which amounts to about $15,000. If we would have to post at every intersection, we would have to put up over 800 signs, which would be an additional cost to us of about $62,000. And we just can't afford that extra money in that. Thank you.
Questions? Thank you, sir. Are there further proponents on House Bill 1172? Proponents? Seeing none, are there any opponents to House Bill 1172? Opponents? Seeing none, I'll close this to committee discussion and disposition of House Bill 1172. Senator Hagan. Is there a second? Second by Senator Valesky. Is there further discussion on House Bill 1172? Seeing none, I'll call for a vote. Those in favor of House Bill 1172 will vote aye. Those opposed will vote no. The Secretary will call the roll.
Senator Albers?
Aye.
Dietrich?
Aye.
Hagan?
Aye.
McCracken?
Aye.
Valesky?
Aye.
Staggers?
Aye.
Bitter?
Aye. Do pass. Is there a second for consent?
Second.
Senator Dietrich. All those in favor of consent calendar say aye.
Aye.
All opposed say no. It'll go to consent calendar.